And the greatest victory is to accept we have lost and go along with it. What it is, a declining empire to be demolished is any establishment whose main goal is to conserve itself. And the crows fill their stomach on a prey and empty their mouths on the very lion that got wounded, killing it. And culture only evolves within the power structure that promotes it, to then regress as soon as this power structure is replaced. And we could classify three kind of cultures: the vulgar one, that is designed for everyone to like it within a limited time; then the intellectual one, that survive until the cultural institutions boost it; and then the spiritual one, transcending the two. And we blossom only because we have endured a desert of sand or snow, whether naturally induced or artificially. And only by returning to our innocence we can truly love the world and everyone inhabiting it. And at last, a real human fiber can only be built surviving whatever circumstance, but surviving. And so much energies are invested crafting the frame that the content remains rather empty. And the grand ambition is reached as soon as we feel it with small things. And to be oppressed by our own nature in crucial existential moments is far more liberating than be socially free. And what can only bring us fully together is a universal commotion that only the personal sacrifice of the artist can emulate. Is a rooster if he cannot express his joy to the rising sun? And what is a poet if he cannot express his sorrow to the setting sun? And one thing is to be able to feel herself and develop a divine reason, and the other is to drown into her own feelings and not being able to stick her head up. And if a door that was closed opens, we ought to make the transit as we can be sure that it will close again. And as humans, we decay because we more or less voluntarily link our spiritual destiny to that of worldly institutions. And only really tuning to nature at last we become part of it and are never taken by surprise. And only by cutting ourselves out we can cut a piece of the cake that we were so stingy at sharing with others. And life itself offers us all the possible stages we can desire, from complete mobility to an infirmity in which we can reflect on the former. And at times the right have to clean up the mess of the left, and at times the left has to clean up the mess of the right. And in this respect, both are good and evil. And frozen, we can grow apart in the short proximity, but can grow together in the long ranges. And our worldly losses make us go back on our steps, while we should be strong and just continue. And spiritual is everything that is not subjected to the social, but can live on no matter the circumstances. And what we can find walking kilometers, we often find in abundance climbing a few meters. And unless it is sincere enough to sacrifice itself for the sake of humanity, whatever corporation follows the rise and fall of an empire. And the less are the human rights, the more the tyrant will come from our neighborhood, and the more the human rights, the more the tyrant will come from abroad. And we start abusing others only because we think that the only way to manifest ourselves is in the very environment that oppresses us. And as freely we can benefit from one another, so freely we can find ways to hurt each other. Together we can destroy so much of the amazing potential a solitary man can release. And while the ideological or scientific ideology let us conform to the environment, the discovery of the divine within us is the only way to mutate it. And if our intuition tells us to do something, there is always a social caste that represents something and tells us that we cannot do it. And for playing, we always want new rules, yet for game, we like to stick to the old ones. And those who commit injustices have also to additionally act bad in order to justify them. And chaos is the material with which we are able to evolve, and for this we ought to always surround ourselves with some. And the best future for our kids is that of our grandparents, making sure that they're not victims of any ideological cause. And while we can master different arts, only a master can bring them together in a full commotion. And given that the more we get, the more we want, everyone ought to develop a philosophy to be content with the basics. What emerges from any form of Protestantism are just branches from a trunk, but only in our spiritual reclusiveness we can develop new roots. And so much of our life is wasted fighting other people wasting their lives. And while we have to measure ourselves with a powerful nature, we have to learn to retreat from it in order to reflect on our gains. And we are always welcome to expand where it is most unpleasant to do so, and we are always rejected where it's most pleasant. The wilder, the more beautiful, yet with more brutal entities that could hinder us to appreciate such beauty. And beyond any racial discussion, colonial we are imposing ourselves in the imposed establishment. And as from two we prepare to go to three, many are also those who demand to go back to one. And unconsciously we reproduce the death that was expected to us in more natural circumstances. And science assumes to have a good grip on human nature while it only understands its psychology emerging from its social captivation. And real inventions are only made for children as adults base their development on their childhood toys. And if prosperity is reached but not maintained, democracy goes into a blackout leading to tyranny. And rules should only be a guidance to hinder our excesses, but we shouldn't be excessive in applying them. and only in our independent formation of wisdom we can go far beyond even the most thoughtful political system. And with an imposed structure we turn into a destructive flow, while with our own personal structure we can become like rocks. And what individuals need is not a society that provides them with an open nature, but corners in nature that they can themselves experience. It is always in what it was disregarded by the officials that the next chapter of human life always emerges. And in all its arrogance, the scientific man steps over the very medium that in the past were considered the greatest of omens. And in our progress, the main problem is that we solve problems by removing all solutions, thinking that the new ones are problem-free. And at last, to enforce our identity, we are ready to introduce foreign entities that in the end exterminate our complex nature. The only way life can be rescued is to find the ways around the plot that has been laid out by the social tycoons. And whether we see a point or a line or a circle, there is no absolute truth, but all depends from our own perspective. And since we live in cycles, it is just a matter of time before our star can shine again or be obfuscated again. And we should be skeptical of science, not because we are afraid of our mortality, but because we want it so as to enable a new, fresher life.